Happy birthday, stereo. This week, 57 years ago, regular stereo transmissions in London began, but not without some complications.
Well, you need two receivers to hear this broadcast stereophonically. The one on the left should be tuned to Network 3, preferably on VHF, and the right-hand receiver to BBC television sound. The loudspeakers should be about the same height from the floor and spaced 6 to 10 feet apart. And by the way, if your television set is one which has the loudspeaker mounted in one side, it'll be better if you can turn the set round so that the loudspeaker faces forwards.
That's how the early days worked, the first regular stereo broadcasting this week in 1958. And it's 5 years now since that stereo was made available in another way.
In the UK, between 4 and 5 million people a month listen to the radio on the internet, but they don't tend to listen for very long periods at a time. And we think this is because it's really quite hard to use like a radio. So the BBC and commercial radio have been working together over the last few months to come up with a model for a UK radio player.
Mike Hill playing with his radio player this week 5 years ago. Now, of course, a quarter of the population listen online in the course of a month. To Scotland now, and this week sees a 35th commercial anniversary.
So make it a great day with Radio
Day. Welcome back to Breakfast Beat. It's now 6 minutes to 8 o'clock. Graeme Stewart hosts Morning Connection 9 to 12, Monday to Friday on Radio Tay. I think I can best describe Graeme by saying that he's a sort of Albert Tatlow on wheels. His programme contains a lot of interesting features and many idiotic mistakes.
Albert Tatlock on wheels, goodness. Radio Tay, which launched from its Angus transmitter this week in 1980. Also, happy birthday this week to commercial radio in Gloucestershire.
Another radio station's just joined the independent local radio network. Seven Sound, broadcasting from Gloucester, became the 25th commercial station just a couple of minutes ago at 6 o'clock.
We're playing. Mm-hmm. You've got a friend on Seven Sound Radio.
Radio.
Stereo Seven Sound.
95.
The days when a news station was national news, Seven Sound, launching this week in 1980. It's now Heart. Brand changes happen frequently on commercial radio, but the BBC's had its fair share too.
10 years of news, weather reports, bus timetables, information for glasshouse growers, greyhound results, angling news, lost cats, record requests, sea conditions, church bells, and literally thousands of broadcasts by Brightonians for Brightonians.
Thank you, Kate Adie, who started on what was BBC Radio Brighton. 32 years ago this week, that station changed its name.
Radio Sussex News headlines, this is Richard Linfield.
It's 17 years this week since we lost Frank Gillard. Frank is well remembered for his valiant fight for BBC local radio, and that's why the awards bear his name. But he was also a respected war correspondent.
In this barrage, we've got our 4.2-inch mortars, our field guns, our medium guns, all the guns on the fleet. The shells are whistling overhead now, just listen to them.
Hear Frank now reflecting from Kenya on the moment a princess became a queen.
How tragic to think that even this morning, as she sat at breakfast, talking about her father and proudly describing how bravely he'd stood up to his illness and how well he'd recovered, sitting there in her yellow bush shirt and brown slacks, even at that moment, her father was lying dead and she had succeeded to his vast responsibilities.
Frank Gillard, who died this week in 1998. I actually have a copy here of the BBC Handbook, 1967, page 20. And Frank Gillard writes in here, he says, the BBC's postbag still consistently includes more correspondence on radio than on television matters. People who work in radio are continually reminded that their medium holds great responsibilities. 93 years ago this week, the British Broadcasting Company was formed.
Last year, the manufacturers of wireless apparatus met together by invitation of the Post Office, as it was realised that broadcasting would have to be controlled by one broadcasting authority if the chaos which today is so obvious in America were to be avoided here.
The chairman of the BBC speaking in the early days of that new amalgamated company of manufacturers.
I want you to understand that in addition to trying to protect our 600 manufacturing members, we have never lost sight of the interests of the general public. We are not going to stop broadcasting. Broadcasting has come to stay.
So, did the BBC avoid chaos? Well, this week in 2008 saw Saxgate.
Andrew Sachs, I said some things I didn't have oughter, like I had sex with your granddaughter, but it was consensual and she wasn't menstrual.
Jonathan Ross and Russell Brand on Radio 2, heads rolled this week 7 years ago. 1974 now, and the beginnings of commercial radio in Liverpool.
I think we all started about 2 weeks before the station went on the air, because there was a period where they have test transmissions and they had to try out all the studio gear. And the studios were ready, more or less, for that 2 weeks prior to going on air time. But the building wasn't. I remember right the way up until the day before, it was quite chaotic, and everybody from the managing director to the chairman, to all the news people who are now big names, some of them, we were all humping furniture around.
Dave Lincoln remembering Radio City, which launched this week 41 years ago. So with Radio Mercury launching 33 years ago in Surrey,
1521 and 102.7,
the death of Tony Capstick 12 years ago.
This is Radio Sheffield. You've just been told that, so shut up, I'm not going to tell you for another 5 minutes.
The final fluff Saturday rock show on Formidable 1FM 22 years ago.
And don't forget, I love you.
BRMB going 24 hours 39 years ago.
They're all here on BRMB 261. Peter Just, Ed Doolin, George Ferguson, Robin Falk, Brian Stavin, David Jameson, Nicky Steele, Martin Stunt, John Russell.
What? And the Fresh 40 chart launching on Kiss and Galaxy with Dynamite MC this week 9 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.